This is a special presentation. Behind the scenes, the making of Mad Men. Look, Miko, who's ever heard of an oriental massage without a happy ending?
Hey,
that's why I'm only tipping you $5. What are the cameras doing here?
It's the making of Mad Men. Why don't you just ignore us? Pretend we're not here.
Right. Well, this isn't what it looks like. We're rehearsing a scene. So work on that, Miko.
Screw you!
Right. So, the making of Mad Men, huh?
Yeah.
Great. Well, stay out of my way. Yeah, John, this is, Mad Men. The cameras are here. You told me they would be here till noon, so call me. Right, so, here we go. Did I mention stay out of my way?
Yeah.
Now that we've been doing the show for about a year, there's been a lot of pressure on Mad Men.
How so?
Well, I don't know if I should say it's a lawsuit.
Hey, boy.
Oh, hey, Mad Men.
Ready for the taping?
Sure.
Okay, Mad Men, scene 5, take 6. Cue the music, action.
All right, you green gobbler. Get off that rocket sled and prepare to be manhandled. I will not strike at your strength, but at your heart. Say goodbye to boy.
Help, free me, help.
No, I gotta take this.
Oh, man.
Cut. Yo, give me good news.
Mad Men, this is Wiley of Wiley, Triton, Pricey.
Who?
Your lawyer.
Oh, yeah, did Spider-Man drop his suit?
Oh, he's still wearing it.
What?
I'm sorry, that was a little bit of lawyer humor there.
Look, I didn't rip off Spider-Man.
See, the thing is, the Spider-Man alleges that you have a sixth sense, like a Spidey sense that tingles sensing danger.
Not true.
No?
I have a antenna,
what?
Which tingles sensing danger, or cheerleaders.
Oh.
So you can see how preposterous this whole suit is.
I'll get back to you.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got hundreds, tens of fans to delight.
Don't worry, man. You've assembled the best legal team ever assembled on barter.
What's that mean?
Traded for commercials.
Oh, right. Fine.
We'll talk soon.
You should have seen him the other day at the script meeting.
John,
mm-hmm.
Page 6 here, the evil arch-villain Dr. Octopus,
right.
First enters.
Uh-huh.
I want to change his name to,
what?
I don't know, Octopussy.
Man, why would you want to?
Oh, I don't know, maybe because I'm Man-Man and I don't have to give a reason and it's my show and my name's on it and I want to change it so there, and if you don't like it, I suggest you get a job cleaning cages at animal shelters!
Octopussy, whatever.
Oh, thanks.
Man-Man, it's your lawyers again?
And?
See, Spider-Man claims now that you were bitten by a radioactive bodybuilder.
Aha, I was. And more than a year ago.
He was bitten by a radioactive spider in August of 1962.
Well, maybe nobody knows it, but he can time travel or something.
We're looking into it.
Yeah, I don't think Man-Man purposely plagiarized anybody. I'm sure he thought of it on his own.
Good morning, boy. Good news. No more lawsuit.
Oh, that's great.
We give him free commercials for life.
Wow.
But the best news is we don't have to change a thing.
Good job, Man-Man.
No, who could that be?
Oh, Man-Man. Hi, it's Wiley again from Wiley, Triton, Pricey.
The check's in the mail.
We just got a call from the James Bond people.
What the?
Something about Octopussy? Does that sound familiar?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
This has been The Making of Man-Man, brought to you by Spider-Man. Now playing. For legal help, call Wiley, Triton, Pricey. If we don't win your case, you don't pay.